money.
I got the guests jamming out to the music, Money Chat, today. It's going to be an awesome show. Fannie Mae announcement, two credit insurance risk transfer transactions on $20.5 billion of single-family loans. Fannie Mae announced its complete to the first two traditional credit insurance risk transfer transactions of 2017, covering existing loans in the company's portfolio. The two deals, CERT 2017-1 and CERT 2017-2, became effective on February 1st and covered $20.4 billion in loans. Fannie Mae announced the deals as part of the ongoing effort to reduce taxpayer risk by increasing the role of private capital in the mortgage market. To date, Fannie Mae acquired nearly $4 billion of insurance coverage on just under $160 billion of loans through the CERT program. Now, these two CERT transactions transferred $510 million of risk and were met with a record number of participants, which included 16 reinsurers and insurers. Rob Schaefer, Fannie Mae Vice President for Credit Enhancement Strategies and Management, stated, "We are pleased with the growing interest in our CERT program and will continue to take steps to build liquidity in the risk-sharing market through the regular and transparent of our credit risk transfer transactions." In the first deal, Fannie Mae retains the risk for the 50 basis points on the loss over $18.1 billion in pools of loans. If this $90 million retention layered is exhausted, reinsurers will cover the next 250 basis points of loss in the pool, up to a maximum coverage of about $452 million. Now, on the second deal, the GSE will retain risk for the first 50 basis points of loss on a $2.3 billion pools of loans. If the $11.5 million retention layer is exhausted, and insurance will cover the next 250 basis points on the loss on the pool, up to a maximum coverage of $57.5 million. Now, Fannie Mae explained coverage for these deals to provide base for actual losses for the term for 10 years. Now, depending on the pay down of the insurance pool, the principal amount of the insurance loans that became seriously delinquent, the aggregate coverage amount may be reduced by the one-year anniversary of each anniversary of the effective date thereafter. Fannie Mae may cancel the coverage at any time on after the five-year anniversary of the affected date by paying cancellation fee. Now, since 2015, Fannie Mae has transferred a portion of the credit risk of $944.2 billion in single-family mortgages, measured at the time of transaction, including the full contract amount of the front and CERT transactions. Through this credit risk transfer efforts include CERT, Connected Avenue Securities, which is CAS, and other forms of risk transfer. As of December 31st, 2016, $647.5 billion in outstanding unpaid principal balances of loan and single-family conventional guaranteed book of business were included in the reference pool for credit risk transferring transactions. Now, depending on the market conditions, Fannie Mae expects to continue coming to the market with CERT and CAS deals that allow private capital to gain exposure to the U.S. housing market. So Fannie Mae helps make the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage and affordable renting housing possible for millions of Americans. We partner with lenders to create housing opportunities for families across the country, from Fannie Mae. They are driving positive change in housing finance to make home buying process easier while reducing cost and risk. So it's great that we have the secondary market available. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, today's conversation was on Fannie Mae, but without the secondary market, the lending and what we're able to do in the mortgage arena and helping the consumers and homeownership would not be where it's at today. Coming up next in the Money Hour, do you want to know how to do real estate business in a supercharged seller's market? I have Joe Kaiser and Jason Fox with John L. Scott right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.